This recording, Bulgaria 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that his course of treatment might be expensive ether, 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. It was a very interesting experience. It wasn't a cultural shock. I mean, I guess there was, but I just didn't feel it because at that time the Bulgarian society was at the end days of communism. I basically came here as a consequence of the Berlin Wall coming down and being able to travel abroad. But at that time we were watching a lot of American TV, lots of American movies, and Chicago features in almost every third American movie or a sitcom, or, I mean, think how many there are. One of the shows that I remember watching was Perfect Strangers. Remember that one? And it took place in Chicago. So seeing all these places that you have seen on TV, it was kind of surreal. The first thing I remember getting off the airplane, I looked up and I saw that the sky was the same color. I don't know what I expected, but it was like, gee, it's the same like Bulgaria, you know? Doesn't smell any different, you know? The air is the same, American air. But, you know, as you start to adjust and start to understand the culture, and I mean, it's basically starting from zero, you know? It's like coming to a new culture and beginning a new life.